Well, we're very comfortable with a grilling from anyone at this stage. We know our stuff. We've been a long time on the road. Really, what we were welcoming was the opportunity to have, you know, what we have been going through and what we have felt, questioned and cross-examined, and I think we come out the right side of that. I think there was probably more to be concerned about if you were the department or maybe even Engineers Ireland, where certain things were being exposed in terms of shortfalls on their part. But I'd like to think that we come out the right side of that, and certainly we welcome the opportunity this time to be talking from inside the Oireachtas as opposed to standing outside the gates of Leinster House.
And of course, one of the main things that kind of took up a lot of the time in the homeowners section was representations from people like Andreas Lehmann talking about the scientific research that's been done independently about the blocks, especially within Donegal, and what seems to be the pattern that's been discovered of perhaps pyrite being the main issue rather than mica. Do you feel that the government and the likes of Engineers Ireland have listened to your research on this matter?
Not well enough. Certainly not well enough. And I think what came across very loud and clear was the fact that there is a reluctance to go there on the part of the state. We know that the aggregate that made the blocks up is the same aggregate that made up the foundations. So we know exactly what we have in our foundations, whether they want to acknowledge it or not. They may argue then that because the foundations are made with more cement and they're higher Newton compressive strength, that they're immune to the effects of pyrotite. The expert and the recognized world, European and world leading expert on this, Andreas Lehmann, contests that heavily. And I think that, you know, that's one for another day. Certainly that must have opened up the conversation, hopefully opened up the hearts and minds of those down there to say, if they have good intent around this, that maybe we should listen to this man and maybe we should be exploring more deeply what's going on and behind the scenes. We know that the constituents that's in the aggregate is exactly the same as what's in the blocks. It's just a case they don't want to test them because it looks like they don't want to know what's in there. And that's a very short term view by any state department, if they're really interested in the exchequer in the long term, because it makes absolutely no sense to build a new house on top of foundations without at least the research and testing being done. And what we would ask in the meantime is that if in doubt, you take it out. And if there's science later on down the road that says less will do, then what they have got probably at most a couple of hundred houses that had foundations taken out. That's it. That's nothing in the overall scheme of things. Marry that up against the opportunity here that there could be a couple of hundred houses built from the foundations up that need to be rebuilt again. That's a hell of a bigger scandal, and they need to be playing safe until research says that less will do.
And one final thing that was gleaned from those hearings, it was a part of the second group of individuals who were up that included those representatives from different engineering firms. One of those engineers was claiming that he essentially had knowledge of there still being quarries, particularly in the south and southeast of Ireland, that were producing material essentially for building blocks that was not up to standard, and that this essentially was being covered up. Now, of course, those are claims made by him in front of the Oireachtas Committee. But, of course, this is now not only just an issue of addressing the people who have defective blocks in their homes today that were put in 20, 25 years ago. This could be still an ongoing thing that we could be looking 20 years down the line in different parts of the country saying, where's the next redress scheme coming from?
Yeah, and this is the absolute scandal that's around this. We have a department that's hell-bent on keeping every last penny off the homeowner that they possibly can, and as yet have still not gone and put a proper monitoring regime in place to enforce the regulations, which means they haven't turned off the tap, and there's still more quarries manufacturing defective blocks is going to go in to make defective homes. And the first thing that anyone should be doing is containing the problem. You know, you stop it at source. That should have been the very first thing happened. That seems to be the last thing they're willing to do. And then you have to ask yourself, why is that? Is that because of they don't want to contest the interests of these big businesses? Or is there a lack of confidence around there? But one way or the other, someone at some point, there has to be an absolute public inquiry to understand how this was allowed to happen, how it's allowed to continue to happen, and how we have homeowners treated as poorly as what we were. We've been treated not as victims, But again, more or less as spongers, people that are looking for something for nothing. And that, you know, I think we exposed a lot of stuff on Thursday. Thursday was a good day for the campaign. Now it's time to turn it into something positive, get the recommendations in front of the minister, get the amendments tabled through the Houses of the Oireachtas, and get this job done right once and for all at the end of July.